WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Saturday night, after all the television Christmas pageantry is over, a Harold Pinter play directed by Robert Altman will be broadcast on ABC. Both Pinter and Altman are known for producing sometimes enigmatic works. Pinter's plays include The Homecoming, The Birthday Parting, and Betrayal. Altman's films include Nashville, MASH, Three Women, and Brewster McCloud. Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of The Room.
I don't mean to be a humbug or anything, but as far as I'm concerned, there are two groups of people who have just as much reason to dread the Christmas season as to enjoy it. One group is made up of post office employees. The other group is made up of TV critics. Every TV production company makes at least one Christmas special, it seems, and they're all hoping to create an instant classic that translates, in terms of annual reruns and royalties, into perpetual wealth. A Charlie Brown Christmas, for example, has been shown every December for 22 years, and the profits are anything but peanuts. As a public service, I'm refusing to review any Christmas specials this week, and that leaves only one special worth discussing. It's director Robert Altman's strange version of Harold Pinter's equally strange one-act play called The Room. This is Altman's second Pinter play for ABC. The first one, shown earlier this year, was The Dumb Waiter. I liked it, but it was bogged down by the miscasting of John Travolta as a British hitman. The Room has a more effective cast. Linda Hunt stars, along with Donald Pleasence, Julian Sands, and Annie Lennox, lead singer for Eurythmics. Linda Hunt plays Rose, a woman whose drab one-room apartment is invaded, temporarily, by a strange young couple who claim to be looking for the landlord. Lennox and Sands play the spooky young couple, and Pleasence may or may not play the landlord, who may or may not be named Mr. Kidd. This conversation between Rose and her unwanted visitors should justify my confusion.
What'd you say the name was?
Hud.
That's it. So you're the wife of the bloke you mentioned then?
No, she isn't. That was Mr. Kidd.
Was it? I thought it was Hud.
No, it was Kidd. Wasn't it, Mrs. Hud?
That's right, the landlord.
No, not the landlord. The other man.
Well, that's his name. He's the landlord.
Who?
Mr. Kidd.
Is he?
I know this is supposed to be art, but to me, it's like pantomime with dialogue. I watch and I watch and I have no idea what it's supposed to be about. The scene you just heard reminds me of a bad Abbott and Costello routine performed by people who record those foreign language instruction records. You know, the ones where everyone speaks like this. I don't feel bad about being confused or bored because the characters act the same way. After the strange couple leaves and the strange landlord, or whatever he is, shows up, Rose actually drops her monotone and gets upset by the same things that are bothering me.
What was it all about? Did you see those people? How can this room be going? It's occupied. Did they get hold of you, Mr. Kidd?
Get hold of me? Who?
I told you, two people. They were looking for the landlord.
I was getting ready to come and see you as soon as I heard the van go. That's why I come up before, but he hadn't gone yet. I've been waiting for him to go the whole weekend.
Mr. Kidd, what did they mean about this room?
Room.
Later in the play, something happens which breaks all the monotony, and I thought, aha, now it'll start getting interesting. The very next thing that happens, though, is a fade to black followed by the closing credits. It's almost enough to make you want to see another Christmas special. Santa Claus, I understand. Harold Pinter's The Room is another story altogether. I like symbolism as much as the next guy, but to enjoy The Room, the next guy would have to be Salvador Dali.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.